We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Andrew Hamling is running the show today. We are in his very capable hands. Mariah Lazos on the phones. 869-1240. That's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room hotline at 925 in the AM. What's on tap? Courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. Side Pockets, the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, your one-stop lunch shop for a good time at Side Pockets. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the Forbes top list right now of most valuable franchises in the country. It's just out here in the last week or so. The New York Knicks happen to be the most valuable NBA basketball team. I was scanning this last night, and I mean, I get it. It's New York, and I think probably in my short-sightedness, I tend to think of teams that are more competitive instead of valuable, and they're not necessarily connected. But the Knicks are just ahead of the Lakers. Both of them are top 10, by the way. Yeah, but the Knicks are just ahead of the Lakers as the most valuable NBA franchise. Care to guess, and it shouldn't be a very far stretch for you, care to guess who the most valuable franchise is in all of professional sports?
Same one it always is.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, and by a far stretch, if you consider $4.2 billion with a B, dollars compared to $3.7 billion, which is what the New York Yankees are apparently worth. So it's the Cowboys and the Yankees. Kind of interesting. Seven of the top 10 franchises are American sports, but three of the top five are soccer teams. And there are all the regular suspects, Manchester United, Barcelona, and Real Madrid. So, kind of interesting. But the Patriots are in there as the sixth most valuable, then the Knicks at seven, New York Giants at eight, and the Lakers and the San Francisco 49ers tying for ninth. So, there you go.
That's interesting on the Niners. They didn't gain much, but
right.
I wouldn't have guessed them so valuable. You know which one's really... it doesn't shock me, but it's, I think, the biggest eye-opener is Golden State.
Yes.
All of a sudden, the Warriors now are in the top 10. They gained almost 20% of value since last year. Now, think about that. When you're talking about billions, 20%.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, Golden State is interesting because think of Golden State. I mean, when you think of the Warriors, you think of what they've done most recently. But think about before then, they had a little bit of relevance with Chris Mullin. Latrell mm-hmm. Sprewell was coach was
Tim Hardaway.
Was choking PJ Carlesimo. I think that's when he was with the Warriors, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe not. I think it was. Rick Barry, if you go back far enough, hitting 94% of his free throws, shooting underhanded. Nate Thurmond, that kind of stuff. But the Warriors were never really a squad. I mean, they won a championship when they were back in Philadelphia back in the day. But I don't know, man. It's hard to believe that the Warriors have just jumped up the scale so quickly. My goodness.
Well, I think it shows the value a superstar has in the NBA, probably more than anywhere else. Like, the NBA depends on its players as stars more than any sport of the major team sports, I think, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're the most visible. There's only five guys starting lineup, but you kind of put together what they've put together, and all of a sudden, yeah, they're winning titles. But if you're the owner and you're sitting there like, yeah, We've made an extra 20% on our billions. That's incredible. And they're going to keep it going. Imagine the net, you know, imagine Bruce, middle schoolers now, like they're cementing now themselves in what will probably be a long-standing NBA fan base, just like the Patriots have done. Like, we'll have Patriots fans all over the country. They're becoming a national brand. The Warriors are doing the same thing. If they can keep Durant there and you've got this thing and we're talking, I mean, who knows when the next time they'll not win a title is, injuries aside. You could see them. I don't know that they'll pass New York and LA because of market size, but
right.
I mean, my goodness, Bruce, like the next NBA team, I'm just looking at the list and I'm going down and down. But you got the Celtics way down at 27. So the Warriors at 10 are now worth almost a billion more than the Celtics, half a billion. And then you go below that, and the NBA for the Brooklyn Nets, again, that's the New York market. You got to go way down. The Rockets are in there, which is interesting. The Rockets, Bruce, 33% value gained.
Right. Pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah. I would say so. Maybe the NBA doesn't seem like, I mean, it's clearly still a growing and massive brand. So sports are doing fine. All these franchises are making money. Like, don't let them fool you. Everyone talks about, oh, the NFL and viewers are down. Well, I'm just looking at a list here, and every one of them have gained value in the last year just about. I mean, it's incredible that everybody thinks the world is caving in on the NFL. It's just that they're not so much more dominant than the others. We've got this anthem cloud that they cannot shake. But other than that, things seem to be doing pretty well for the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL is. I mean, I hate to use the term bulletproof, but for lack
of
a better description,
yeah.
they're not bulletproof.
Not in its current standing, but the, you know, the concussion and the injury thing,
right.
is their biggest long-term issue. The anthem thing is their biggest issue currently. I mean, it just is, and they cannot figure it out. They keep making a mess of it. There's no right answer. The problem is anything that they do, it's about 50-50, and one half's going to be mad, and the other. And they've been put in this situation in a very odd manner. I mean, of all the things you ever thought you'd have to deal with as a professional sports league, you know, it's interesting. It's just such a fascinating topic because of the way it's differently perceived by so many different groups of people. And it's not really anything the NFL did to bring it upon itself, but it can't get it right in trying to fix it. And I laugh at the other, you know, as much as I love Steve Kerr and some of these guys, I laugh as they sit back and mock them. Well, you don't have to worry about it in the NBA because there's no opportunity to have to deal with it. It you go out for the anthem and you're done. Like, you can't do the same types of things. So that's a little unfair to the NFL too. Like, they're in a bad situation here and they can't get it right. And now they're in a mess of it again with these.
Well, they are.
You know, they tried to put something in and Miami jumped the gun, and the union was like, whoa, you cannot do that without us.
Well,
and so now
and
they're suspending it, and they're going to talk about it.
The NFL probably was a little premature in unilaterally kind of trying to decree something without input from the players' union. I'm not even so sure that the players' union would disagree with what, and they'll come up with something. I mean, they'll put their heads together now and they'll do this the way that they probably should have in the first place.
And that's get together with the union, right?
Well, it's got to be a collective thing. It's got to be something that both sides of the aisle can agree on. It's stunning to me that we're still having this conversation. But I don't think the players want to be told without any kind of input how things are going to roll by the NFL owners.
But Bruce,
I'm with you. I hear where you're.
So they're trying to figure it out, and I'm not saying one way or the other on any of it, because that's not that's not constructive so much at this point because people are pretty dug in on what they think about that. But as we talk about the policy, which is constructive, and how you handle it, yeah, I think getting with the union's probably the right way. Where you know, if you're both sides, you got to get together and say, hey, look, this is hurting all of us. How can we do this? As the NFL, we want to provide the players an opportunity to speak their mind. How can we do this and not alienate the people that have felt alienated, whether it's intentional or not, by what's going on here? Because I don't think anybody wants that to. I don't think the protesting players want to alienate military families or anything like that. That was never their intention in the first place. But that's clearly what's happened. So how can we make this better for both ends, where we're respectful to one group and allow players to speak their minds? I think that's the right way to do it. And I honestly think they can come up with it if they go about it that way.
I think
but
you're
as
right.
we talk, yeah. But we talk about these leagues. Major League Baseball doesn't have an official. They don't have anything governing them during the anthems. They don't have anything. The NBA probably has the most strict.
Yes.
The NBA's guidelines
Ironically.
Say players, coaches, and trainers are to stand and line up in a dignified posture along the sidelines or the foul line during the playing of the national anthem. Steve Kerr, it's easy to sit there and throw grenades at the NFL about this stuff. You guys don't have to deal with it.
No.
It's in your rule book that you have to sit there and stand in the anthem. So don't even, like, I don't like that perspective from people because I don't think it's fair. And I don't know. This has just been such a fascinating... I do think for the majority of us, it's just like, can we just get to football here? And this has been a major unhealthy distraction that has caused a lot of anger and divisiveness that we see enough of that in the political realm. Like, nobody wants to see that at a football game. So... I don't know. I hope they can get this thing figured out. What are we entering now? Our third season of dealing with this? And honestly, yeah. I thought we were more or less done with it until the Dolphins screwed it up, went out of line there, and now you've got to deal with it again.
You know what, Jacob? I'll take it even a step further. I thought they were done with it until the president decided to make it an issue.
Well, listen, that's a different can of worms.
It was virtually a non-issue at that point. A non-issue. You might have had one or two guys league-wide. It blew open and then overnight and became a. I don't know. That's. And now it continues to be an issue, but we'll see what they come up with, because I do think that both sides are sensitive to the same issue. They may come at it from a different side and a different direction, but I think that they'll try to figure out a way that they can meet in the middle.
This should have been done a long time ago. Get together figure it out.
Yeah, no question.
Let's stop barking at each other and making this, because there's no right answer when you've just got like reaction trying to come from ownership. It's never going to work. So get everybody sit down and say, what can we do here? Like, here's the problem, is it's a problem for all of us. We have a chance to maybe solve a problem. We understand the issues. Mm-hmm. Let's get together and best attack them together. Because I think as a league, you're going to see if you can get a unified message of some sort, everyone's probably pleased, and I hope they can do it, because goodness gracious, I think so many people are so tired of this topic in the sport. It's not healthy for anybody.
No. And to your point about football and where the NFL is, and they've got challenges. We've just got done talking about one of them, of course. Concussions continues to excuse the pun, rear its head. These are all very real issues that the NFL and that football continues to deal with. But each NFL team received just shy of $256 million in national revenue last year. Again, this includes national TV deals, road game revenue, television revenue, each team receiving about $256 million. So when you hear about, oh, the NFL ratings down, no one watching. By the way, 47 of the top 50 live television shows last year were NFL football games.
Yep.
So, yes, TV may be down across the board, TV watching, but that's everything. Sitcoms, reality TV, national news, local news, sporting events in general. But the NFL still dominates the platform and dominates it to the point where each team is still receiving $256 million for their national revenue. That's a pretty healthy business model, and that's why the Dallas Cowboys are worth more than $4 billion with a B, dollars. We're back here in just a minute. Stay with us. 869-1240 on the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. We'll take calls as we continue in a moment. Dave, you'll be up first. Stay with us. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.